96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads is brought to you by Cancer Treatment Centers of AME, KFC, John's Department Store, Percy Island Games, the Cleveland Commonwealth Bank, Fine Threads, and Fidelity Bank of the Bahamas.
Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hammering up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spaghetti now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
The truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosting can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud.
The Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy, Norton, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Crazy Tuesday. Murphy is alive and well. I can tell you that from a personal standpoint. We're going to go to Freeport. It is Tuesday. We got the Grand Bahama Report. You know, the Grand Bahama News each and every Tuesday in the Guardian. Great supplement courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. We'll go down that in full detail. Unfortunately, Sarah Kirkby under the weather today, so we hope she feels better in short order. Darren Cooper will be chiming in right after the break, so we will be talking all things Freeport as we do each and every Tuesday with the Freeport Report. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break, flip side of the break. We're going live to Grand Bahama. Darren Cooper will be chiming in. And we will be talking all things Freeport, all things Grand Bahama. Lots of things to talk about. Lots of headlines in the Grand Bahama news today. Be sure to check out the supplement in the Guardian. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs, means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty Knee Company, right up until 6 p.m. We got Darren Cooper with us live from Grand Bahama. Darren, what's good? You all right?
Hey, Naughty. All is well. All is well. Good afternoon to all of you.
I hope all is well with you and the family. And just me and you today. So we hope Sarah feels better. Sarah's a little under the weather. So we hope she feels better. But, you know what I mean? You can get straight to it today. No fluff. A lot of things to talk about, man. I mean, the first headline that we see coming out of Grand Bahama, you know, in the Grand Bahama news, Grand Bahama man accused of sex assault maintains innocence. I never thought it would end up like this. The story of 40-year-old Warren Adderley, one of the two men accused of drugging and Sarah Shearer and Dongala Dobson, is telling his side of the story. How's that going in Freeport on the ground? Because you know how things go. Front page news one day, 2 days, then it gets to the third or fourth page, then it gets to the back pages, and then we stop talking about it. And obviously people's lives are affected.
Hey, Naughty. So Warren Adderley is a very, very good friend of mine, one who I went to school with. In school, it was DW, Darren and Warren. So I know Warren, I know his family very well. When I learned of the whole overall matter, I rather was surprised because life happens, and I won't swear for no one, but I was rather concerned because I don't know him to be this type of guy. I know he can find him. And then, you know, he decided after being advised by counsel not to publicly speak, he broke his silence and he did his own Facebook Live story in trying his best to, I guess, explain it. By not explaining it, but tried to explain it. And, you know, the Facebook in his live, he basically was saying, you know, we're not rapers and so forth. I've also had the opportunity to speak with part management of Pirates Cove, who advised of what the footage, the 16 cameras would have shown. They gave me timelines on when they would have entered the park, when they would have reached or greeted each other on the beach, when they would have went to the bathroom, one went to the male, the other went to the female. These are all footage. These all was reporting on the cameras. Footage is showing where the female came out of her bathroom, was confronted by another male coming out of the male's bathroom. All they saw was the dialogue or some communication. She then later, after the male left, she pursued to went into the male's bathroom. Hence, that's where Warren was. And I think some 8 minutes or 7 minutes later, they came out of the bathroom. But she came out of the bathroom. Warren came later on after. They then again met again on the beach. And then the beach, the camera shown where they went walking and they were out of camera view for about 12 to 13 minutes. And all of this is what footage. And so at the end of the day, they have also footage of the aggressiveness of the lady. You know, of course, you don't have audio, but you have actions being done by the female to the male. And so, you know, the story that was told or is being told by the female or the females are not lining up with what the footage is showing, you know. And so, You know, one of the questions was asked, if someone rape you, won't you come back from the place where they rape you, running, screaming, or making some sound of one being raped or being attacked? But you came from the last, connection with you and Warren. You came walking normal from the area that you would have had your second round of whatever. And so, you know, all of this is questionable. All this is concerning. And so, you know, based on the footage and based on the evidence that is in the care of the owners and operators, we recognize that there are some queries. I have been advised that I will see the raw footage once the investigation is completed. But we are concerned. One of the things that I would hope to see happen from this, whenever the conclusion is made, when they can show proof that the stories that were told by the females, if they are not the true stories, that there's some level of prosecution. And those ladies are brought back to Grand Bahama, one, to face any prosecution or any penalties or any injustice done to the country and also to the young man or the young men that are being impacted by what has been said. And so I'm only going based on the information provided by Pirates Cove, by management. And we've been hearing, Naughty, that there is footage that the police is using to conclude on their investigation.
And I'll just say, you know, I'm sure I speak for you when I say this. We don't support violence reform. And at the same token, though, I don't like to see young Bahamian men have their whole futures ruined with a false charge, with a false allegation, if it wasn't the case.
This particular saga is playing a significant role, a significant impact on Warren and also the other gentleman that was brought in on the second leg, who is also a relative, of the owners of Pirates Cove. So it is very concerning that both gentlemen are being or has been a paint of a picture on them, and it's going to be hard to take it off of them. Warren, who is 40 years old, young man with great hopes, I'm trying to work and make an end meet for himself. Now can't enter the property of Pirates Cove because of certain standard that the company itself stands by. Yes, I guess both gentlemen understand, I guess, the heat of the moment that they were in total violation of the company's policy, why they were terminated on that ground. But these young men needs to be properly compensated. And a proper, and of course we won't do justice, Naughty, by sending the apology viral, sending the details viral of the conclusion that these guys were innocent.
I would like if they are found innocent, that Nancy Grace, with the same conviction that she interviewed the alleged victims in detail in depth and allowed them to pour out their whole story. And a lot of things are very inconsistent in the stories.
Yeah.
So with the same conviction, I want people to bring, you know, justice to these young men if that's the case, if that's what the case needs to be. Because I think we've taken a lot of brand damage when unnecessary.
And not only that, Naughty, if you saw the story when they would have left, they would have done a GoFundMe, and they did a GoFundMe to help.
And it seems that they're always finding out where the money is. They're trying to pin down who they can actually get some money from. That's what I'm getting from them.
Yeah, but not only that.
How are we going to get paid?
To help purchase AIDS treatment medication.
Wow.
So what message are you sending? That everybody in the Bahamas who you sleep with got HIV.
And if I'm...
That's number one.
If I'm not mistaken, go ahead, Darren. My bad. Go ahead.
No, I'm just taken aback by the whole overall actions and behavior, and I would hope that our government and our foreign affairs, our minister, doesn't play Russian roulette with trying to keep a good international face, but that these two ladies are used as an example that you do not come to the Bahamas and do as you wish and think it's going to be fine. And the fact that we were told that the FBIs are now or were supposed to be involved, I would want to hope that they are involved, and two, that they will do justice in the overall of this process.
Well, I could be mistaken, but haven't the FBI gotten involved because these young ladies have had a similar incident or have been involved in a similar incident back home in Kentucky with allegations?
Well, that was the reason, but from my understanding, the FBI would have gotten involved based on the story that these young ladies would have given, that they were not properly taken care of, that the Bahamian authorities made them wipe and they should have done a rape kit. They didn't give them the opportunity to have a rape kit done. They, all this stuff, and the reports are showing opposite, that one, they refused to do, or they refused to do certain things. They signed a waiver, waiving all of their, all of the procedures that need to be done. They said, no, we don't want to go through it. So there are some alarming concerns that has been had that, at the end of the day, should be dealt with, And so I would honestly hope that the two gentlemen, if at the conclusion, because I strongly believe, Naughty, that yes, I based on the interview by Mr. Adley, they had sex. They had sex. They were engaged.
Now was it consensual or not?
Consensual. Well, Naughty. I mean, at the end of the day, she said she was raped. Based on the footage that is shown, she came. She had a 7-minute moment with Mr. Adley in the bathroom. Secondly, a second moment for 12 and 13 minutes. So if you were raped, at which point were you raped? And at which point was not you agreeing to it? So it's all concerning.
Lots of questions, man. Lots of questions. And that's what we have to look at. We have to ask those questions. Some aren't going to be the easiest questions to ask. But we have to, because at the end of the day, there's a lot at stake here.
Correct. These young men's future, their life. One is 50-something and one is 40. They're the prime of their life. And to be dealing with this, I mean, hey, if you're guilty, you're guilty. But to be innocent and painted guilty, it's a serious pain. Serious pain.
Boy, Darren, I tell you, man, we got to keep an eye on this situation. And we got to...
We must.
And stay vigilant about it because, again, things slip to the back pages and it comes out of the conversation. And other things jump up and monopolize the headlines, but we have to stay on this. There's a lot at stake.
Naughty, what is so good about this, what is so great about this is the fact that there is, and I thank God today, that there has been 16 cameras that management, probably in buying them, didn't see the significance then, but now can appreciate the significance of these cameras.
Agreed, and I think we need to use them more often, and we need to find out, especially here in New Providence, what happened to the ones we paid for that could help us in the fight on crime. Boy, I tell you. Now, we got some other headlines to address, Darren, but we do have a text for you. Good afternoon, Naughty. Please ask Darren what's going on with the solar plant in Freeport. I hear so many things about the solar plant in Freeport. What's really going on with the solar plant in Freeport?
Well, Naughty, based on my last drive-by visit, there's about three to two solar plants, two of which is strongly been worked on. The panels were installed a few weeks ago, and I think in a matter of, and I also know that GBPC has been working on a feeder line to be able to tie in to this, I've been advised that we won't see a significant, reduction in power at this time because, of course, you know, they have to comp or recoup all of their investments. But those plans, one is being done right next door to the Grand Bahama Memorial Park, the graveyard on Highland. One is also being done in the Lucaya area. And I'm being told that one should be done somewhere else in Grand Bahama, but there's only two that I'm very much aware of. And based on my conversations with one of the engineers of GBPC, we will later on down feel the reduction in power when this is all done, not before. I mean, several years down the road when all of the investment is. Right. And the plant is also being designed or has been designed and built to be hurricane resistant or strength built to have the capacity for a storm in terms of the wind and the gust and all that not being damaged or destroyed.
I got another text. Great show as usual, Naughty. Question, if the man is innocent, his reputation is tarnished and he will be guilty by public opinion. And we all know public opinion in the Bahamas is super harsher than any judge's sentence. In addition, who did the gentleman sue? Because that incident was worldwide, reported worldwide. They can't go anywhere in the world without facing, backlash.
Which is a valid comment and statement because that's the concern, that these two gentlemen were accused and naughty. They were arrested and held for more than 48 hours. They were arrested for days.
And then released, correct?
And then released. Only after these guys could not tell any different story, they realized that, boy, you know what? Something don't sound right. We have to go dig deeper. You understand?
Correct.
So there must, those ladies must when find guilty for their reckless, inconsiderate behavior towards the Bahamas and the people. Because that didn't just impact those two gentlemen. And yes, we the public, we already sentenced them to life because of the color of who was making the allegation.
That is a whole different topic for another day, but it seems like, you know, once again, foreign guest, and instantly, yeah, you know, they're given the benefit of the doubt. Here's another text. Hi, Naughty. I'm from Freeport. This is so sad. Let's also reiterate the obvious message. Don't fraternize with the guest, period.
Again, Naughty.
And again, not just to the priest, because if somebody's got, you know, an ulterior motive.
I agree on one part, but and I also want to say this too, that some of the most long-lasting, caring relationships are between behemoths and foreigners.
So, boy, I said
yes, they should not do it, but I mean,
it's even been written about in songs. Pat Ramon had one of the greatest lines, "Your indiscretions will be concealed all in a package deal."
Yes.
Anyway,
the text is correct. Should not flirt with the
correct.
But it happens.
Naughty. They can do what the computer company did: sue CNN, Nancy Grace, et al., any news outlet that carried it, and the ladies individually. There can be recourse. It's done in the U.S. If it turns out to be a lie, they can sue in the U.S. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How are you, sir?
How are you, Prophet? What's going on?
Yes, and good afternoon to the brother in Freeport. Well executed. I am also one of those who believe that this whole ordeal was staged. And I sympathize with the brothers because I know that they have family. But I will not change my belief. Naughty, I said it and you allow me to say it. There's a gender war to feminize all men. And we as men have to be very, very careful as to what's going on in the world. The family structure is being feminized. All these institutions are being feminized. Be very careful. I watched this morning a medical show, and the medical science said a man have more than 21 ejaculation in a month. That helped to prevent prostate. Then I asked myself a question. The gender war is saying now in marriage that they promoting marital rape, gender equality. And I said, you know, this thing is so serious and deadly, and a lot of pastors are involved promoting this. What sense now being married when this gender war is trying to put married man to jail? So I call upon all brothers, educate yourself, be vigilant, because this is a gender war. And whatever it takes, they want to put us away. That's my little take. I still believe this whole thing was staged in Freeport.
All right, Prophet, I appreciate you, man. You always got good stuff in your chime and always opinionated. Here's another text. Naughty, great show as usual. But talking to or fraternizing, I use the word fraternizing because I can't really use the word you used in your text on air. The hotel guest, because of this same reason. Now, I will text it to a point. I'll agree with you. In most resorts, it is that way. But I can tell you, from working in a resort, one prominent one here, and they have one or two others that are very similar in kind that encourage you to entertain the guests, especially if you're in the entertainment department. Now, it doesn't tell you to have relations with the guests, but it does tell you to indulge and enjoy with the guests. Show them as much, you know, give them as much wild experience as you can. So if you have stuff like that, obviously there's going to be a gray area in between. And again, I'm not condoning violence against women, but at the same time, we do want the due diligence done because innocent people shouldn't have to suffer and we shouldn't have to take brand damage unnecessarily. All right, let's go to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, we'll check on that call again. Darren, I mean, you got any comments on any of the texts that came through?
Well, I want to agree with Prophet who called in, you know.
Yeah.
I do believe, based on even listening to his statement, that this is indeed was a stage plan. I don't know what they saw in the Bahamas, but God had it so that he protected or stepped in to make sure that vindication is going to be done. In the grounds that, you know, camera footage that was not even.
We still got Darren? What did we do with Darren?
Sorry, Naughty.
Yeah, we got you back.
You know, thank God for the camera footage that was able to show forth, you know, and you know, these ladies, because, you know, here it is, and here's the going back thinking of the camera, you know. You went to the bathroom, then you went to another spot, and then Masi asked you had a few drinks, then you realize, well, now is the perfect time to call rape. Now is, because after the camera shows where after the second encounter, she then went to the beach and enjoy herself, have a few drinks. Then you realize, okay, now is the acceptable time. Let me say that my drink was drugged, as if you're painting this narrative of Grand Bahama that we that desert will drug you for sex. And none of that was shown on the camera. None of it. Don't even show where these guys buy these ladies a drink. Because the oddly guy that's being accused had to borrow money to buy himself a drink from his boss. So he had no money to even buy her a drink. So which drink that they bought that they gave you that was drugged?
Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Darren. I mean, very, very valid points all the way across. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. My name is Leslie. I'm calling you from Rock Sound, Eleuthera.
Okay. How are you, Leslie?
I'm not so good. Our beloved doctor up here, Dr. Smith, after he retired as a government doctor a few years back, he stayed and have been helping the people of Eleuthera for many years, freebies, okay? He's a natural-born Bahamian, went to government high school. Now, here's what I'm calling you. His house burned down to the ground 2 nights ago just because we have no doggone fire engines up here.
No fire engine in Eleuthera still?
Saudi Eleuthera. Now, I'm talking about from Saudi Eleuthera. I don't know if North Eleuthera.
Now, what all in South does that cover when you say South Eleuthera?
I'll say from Governor's Harbor headed all the way down to Deep Creek.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, and not only do we not have any fire engine, no kind of fire chief, nothing like that, no firemen, then we also, I guess we are lacking in so much everything. So thank God he was such a great person, treated everybody so good. We've all
Are they doing anything community-wise to assist?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to tell you. We've all gotten together to help him, but we need this problem solved. We also have no garbage bins up here. You up and down the street. Now, another thing, I don't know why we colored folks are destroying our country by keeping it so dirty. What someone here said that it could be that the government has not provided us with any garbage bins along the side of the road. Right now, we have 13 doggone boats in the harbor. You know, in the winter, all the winter folk come down in their boats and beautiful boats out in the harbor. And when the tourists come on land to walk up and down our waterfront, we got all kind of garbage all about. People dropping their bottles all about the refuse. The garbage truck does come around, I think, once a week, maybe twice a week, to empty the field garbage cans that are in the front of people's houses. But other than that, people walking on the roads or driving in their cars is throwing all the garbage on the side of the road. I even saw it in Nassau. So how in heaven's name can we be a tourist industry with tourists coming with filthiness making black people look brown the world?
Well, I appreciate you calling. Don't be a stranger, Luther. We appreciate you chiming in. And Darren, I'm telling you, man, it's not just Grand Bahama and Abaco. It seems like all the family islands are feeling it. We still have Darren, or did we lose Darren? I know he might have had a break in transmission there.
Buddy, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, man, it seems like everywhere we look, every week, it's issue in Grand Bahama, it's issue in Abaco, and now there's more family islands crying. Eleuthera, Exuma, Andres.
You know, I listened to the caller just now talk about the doctor losing everything by fire. And let me say this to you. You know, I don't care who get mad me saying it. Our governments are not been serious about us as a people. Because, Naughty, the family islands can have portable firefighting equipment. Okay? A fire engine is $100,000 investment. So, okay, we don't need to spend all that, but we could outfit a trailer with a pump to pump the water from it, with a truck to pull it. And we could have 2 to 3 firefighters on our family islands. Bimini had a whole community, a whole 5 units burned. Come some years ago, about last year, and still to date, don't have a firefighting mechanism on key. 2 fire trucks, and they look as if they're only antiques in Bimini. Okay? Sweden's key, that's called Great and Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama playing with 2 fire trucks for West, all the way from McLean's down. And they show up to fighters with not adequate enough water. They just come to say we were here to be able to give a report of his insurance because they really don't have the equipment to fight the fire. And then the pressure is placed on firefighters when it should really be placed on government. You understand? When the minister and the commissioner should see to it, rather than buying the commissioner a new car or new cars for their top heads to drive that's needed. And so, you know, I agree. We don't have them. We need them. And a pump, which was, I remember the Rotary that I'm a part of donated a salt water pump in Sweden's Key because they don't have nothing to fight fire. And the pump is less than $1,000. Works so beautiful. Start up like a regular generator. Put the hose in the water, one there to make sure it don't suck dirt, and the other one with a 200 feet hose, fighting fire if need be. And that's water coming from the salt, so you will never stop pumping once you continue to make sure that you don't suck dust. Suck dirt. And our government, Bimini, could have the same system, or even more powerful system, but I guess they got to wait to see if they can get a kickback, throwback, and turnaround on these things that they decide they can invest in. But our government is serious.
Let's get to the phone lines, John. I got a call. I want to get this in right before the end. All right, call us back, call if you can. A text real quick. Naughty, so very true. Trailer with a tank and pumps. Even use sea pond or well water on the islands. Now, Darren, before we get out of here, I saw you put something in our group, and I want you to get it out there. Oh, and here's another one. 90% of Avocados, their own fire trucks paid for by community efforts, work together. They need to work together. Government ain't paid for one fire truck in Abaco. Luther needs to get, a community op go in and get their own fire trucks. That might be the option because that is crazy. Naughty, I love my country, but by God, we backwards. Don't say it, Texter. Don't say it. But yeah, the truth hurts sometimes, I guess. But I know that you posted a group of youngsters in Grand Bahama getting ready to do some things, Darren. Let us know, as far as the Sailing Club, how we can get the word out and support that as well.
Well, Naughty, the Grand Bahama Sailing Club has been around in Grand Bahama for many years. Of course, the organization continues to work heavily with our young people in assisting in teaching them the whole design of sailing, sloop sailing, E-class sailing, and all the different areas of sailing, villains, regatta boats, repairing them. And so they would have just last month, they would have been in Nassau and competed in the Sir Dilwood Knowles Junior Regatta. They, for a group that really don't have what is needed, would have done an exceptional job in competing. I think in some of the races, they were 8 out of 20 something. One of the other races, they came third. So they're doing well for themselves. And so they were invited to be a part of the Exuma Regatta that's going to be held on the 5th to the 8th of next month of April. And of course, this group of young children, young men and women, ages from 6 all the way up to 16, needs the community help in being able to raise $13,000 to get them to Exuma for regatta to make sure that they can continue to increase and to enhance their craft and make it it is a national sport, but of course, again, we don't have that government financial support like is needed. And so persons that wish to give to this cause, one can reach out to me personally. Say, well, how do I help? Sorry, there is a First Caribbean bank account that persons, if they wish, they can donate directly to the bank account. And so it's the Freeport branch. The number is 09726 is the branch number, and the account number is 20071 9782. And so we can get 120, 130 persons to pledge $100. It will assist these young children in being able to experience regatta and Exuma and to continue to keep the sport alive and to continue to develop them and to becoming better in this craft. And so we hope that we can get the support. We've been targeting the business community in Grand Bahama, and I know a lot would want to do, but we live in Grand Bahama and it's very tight on many other businesses who are being targeted by so many others for medical and many others. And so if our Nassau or Family Island, those that are listening, can help, you may say $100 is too small, then you can give us $1,000, or some big timer could just cut us a check or transfer $13,000, and we'd be able. I feel the concern of these our kids, and they want to go, and I really want to be able to do whatever I can to make sure that they are successfully in getting to Exuma and participating and supporting. And so if anyone who can help, we would encourage you again to go to First Caribbean, branch number Freeport is 09726. The account number is 200-719782. You can donate directly to the Grand Bahama Sailing Club, and we'll be greatly appreciative of it, and I'm sure that they would also be appreciative of it as well.
All right, man, Darren, I appreciate you chiming in this week. Last time you got to get to the news, but I'm sure, you know, next week we'll do it again. You and Sarah, hopefully you should be back up and running. And I keep us posted, like I say, you know, on this story with Mr. Warren Adderley and the other young man involved. We can't let it go to the back pages. We got to keep that out there. And we got to keep doing all we can to get Grand Bahama back to where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Nordic.
All right, man. Be safe, man. We'll talk soon, man. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. The Pearl will be in the building. And we got lots to talk about, so keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Play with Island Games, we making dreams come true. Play with Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay. Island Games. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games, we gonna make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Just because they were cheap, Keisha bought things that she really didn't want. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.caribbean.
Back on the Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Waiting for Pearly to zoom in short order. Pearly, we got Pearly. Is the Pearl in the building? We'll wait for the Pearl to chime in. I'm sure he'll chime in any second now. We got a prime away from spring training baseball. I hear him. I hear the air fryer in the background.
My Dodgers don't play till 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, so you're just killing time.
I was just kidding. Actually, I'm not even in my spot. I'm downtown. I was doing some things all day.
Boy, if you downtown, boy, that sounds like money run. Buy your drinks on you next lap, buddy.
Did you do today in the Bahamas?
I'm ready to do it. Why? What's going on?
No, we'll talk afterwards. We'll talk about the game last night.
Oh, yeah, man. Listen here. I can't even shut up. Every time I think they can lose to a good team, they win. I can be quiet.
I think I can start saying they can lose all the games because that's what kind of win they win.
Boy, look here. And guess what? Your boy wasn't even a factor last night. D'Lo, AD, Reeves, all of them stepped up and played.
D'Lo, AD, and Prince. They had the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but you know what made a difference in that? And you here you go. My boy Cam Reddish. Silently came back, 19 minutes, yes. And the defense was solid.
Yes. Yes, yes. He's back and they're starting to play some D. They really look sharp last night. I can't kill them. They look good last night.
Thank you, Dexter. The Lakers are apparently 3-1 against the Thunder this year.
Yes, they won the series 3-1, yes.
So we'll keep an eye on it. Let me do today in sports history, and then we can jump right back into this. Obviously, you know, today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, March 5th, in sports history, 1864, in England, Oxford and Cambridge met for the first time in track and field competition. 1924, Frank Carugna of Buffalo, New York, became the first games in a row. 1964, wow. The NFL teams purchased Ed Sable's Blair Motion Picture, which was renamed NFL Films. And we know the history behind that. Ed and his late son, well, Ed now passed away, and Steve Sable passed on as well. Two monsters in bringing the game of football to life and getting it to where it is on where it is today. You know what I mean? They were the pioneers of that.
So real.
And they had the best narrator, John Facenda. You remember John Facenda?
Yes, I remember.
Man,
you felt it all in your bones when he spoke.
Man, let me tell you. And then guess what? He had some of the best narratives. Yes. You know? It was crazy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send one. I'm going to send over. Let me see if it's. Here it is. I'm going to send it over now to Mr. Producer so he can play it going to the break so people can really understand the magnitude of John Facenda. John Facenda made football what it was, man. As far as when you're getting videos and all you could get, you know, what they put out on NFL films, you didn't have ESPN.
Yep.
In the early days of Beta and VHS, NFL films, man, listen here, that's what I would want. That's what I needed.
You look forward to hearing them, yeah.
That's what I needed here. Then, you know, when satellite came along, you saw ESPN doing its thing, so on and so forth. But yeah, John Facenda was a good one, man. Let me wrap this one up. Mr. Producer, I just sent you some checked out for me so you can play that in a second if you don't mind. But let me wrap up today in sports history. 1985, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders became the first National Hockey League player to score 50 goals in 8 consecutive seasons. 1991, Reggie Miller of the Indiana Pacers began his NBA free throw streak of 52 games. 1993, sprinter Ben Johnson was banned from racing for life by amateur athletic associations after testing positive for banned performance-enhancing substances for a second time. 1984, Michael Adams of the Washington Bullets became the third player in NBA history to get 900 career three-point field goals. Remember Michael Adams? He was a short little gunner, though. You remember him, Pearly?
He take that ball from the free throw line, and then when you blink in the next free throw line, pulling up a jump shot.
Yes, boy. A little itty-bitty water bug, but he was a tough little player, and when he was with Denver, he was bad, too.
Right,
for correct. 1995, Dennis Rodman of the Chicago Bulls was suspended by the NBA for one game after deliberately elbowing Milwaukee's Joe Wolf. 1996, the Dallas Mavericks attempted 49 three-pointers for the fifth straight game. Sports quote of the day, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Vidal Sassoon, tennis player.
Let me ask you a question. You ever bowl?
Yeah, I bowl. I mean, purely recreationally now.
Yeah, I mean.
Loser by the beer.
Who's your highest score?
Oh, buddy. I don't know. Maybe a 318 once.
3-8, you'd be more than perfect. You mean 218?
Yeah, 218 then. Or 280 something. Okay. 300 is perfect. So 280 something up there.
Okay.
But I mean, not consistently.
I did over 200 maybe twice in my life.
Yeah, that was a one-off, man.
Yeah, I had a very dear friend who I used to call her my big sister. Still very dear. One of the best bowlers the country ever put on, Marina McLean. She was awesome.
Yeah.
She taught me the game. She taught me the game.
Didn't her son bowl as well, too?
Yes, DJ, yes. officer. He was really good as well. He was on the national team as well.
Correct. I think I interviewed him before.
Mother-son community. I think it was the mother-son connection on the national team one year.
Right. I think I interviewed him on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my big sister.
All right. So let's slide into the local scene. All right. And listen, man, BK doing big things. All right. And okay. Be sure to check them out. They got that Texas Whopper going on, man. That's all good.
Wow.
All good. Be sure to check them out at your favorite BK Nassau location. Don't forget Whopper Wednesdays when you got your Whopper, classic Whopper, fries, and Coke for only $5.95. VAT included. Okay. You can't beat that with a stick.
Not at all.
All right. Let's check out the local scene. Bahamian Charisma Taylor finished sixth in both the women's 60 hurdles and triple jump events at the 2024 World Athletics Indoor Championships in Glasgow, Scotland. But apparently,
she's a rising star.
Yeah, she turned a lot of heads, and she is a rising star. That's what I'm hearing. In just her second global meet, Taylor surpassed all expectations by performing admirably, setting herself up for what should be a breakthrough outdoor season, showing tremendous promise for the future.
Super. I'm excited for her.
Yeah, Taylor, 24, is already perhaps the most versatile athlete for the Bahamas, as in looking forward to strong performances in the outdoor season, particularly on the world's biggest stage, the Olympic Games. So keep an eye there. And then Forbes and Gibbs wrap up action at Big 12 Championships. Bahamian Collegiate freshman swimmers Nigel Forbes and Renishka Gibbs wrapped up action for the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs in the NCAA Division I Big 12 Swimming and Diving Championships. Wonderful. At the Milan Park Aquatic Center in Morgantown, West Virginia on Saturday. And I've been to Morgantown, West Virginia. I've performed there.
Really?
Yeah, man. When you're chasing the comedy dream, you'll perform in anywhere, man.
I know what you mean. Okay.
Forbes helped the men to finish second with a score of 1,430 points. The University of Texas Longhorns won with 1,979. Gibbs and the women's team placed third after scoring 1,215 points. The Longhorns also won with a score of 2,092 points, with the University of Houston Cougars finishing second with 1,266 points. So there you go. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good to see the pipeline going. Therefore, the importance of getting that Betty Kelly Kenning Center up and running, man.
But not, is there any word on the...
Nothing since my last conversation with the good minister. And what I reported.
Any word on our under 14 tennis players in El Salvador?
No, nothing yet. No.
Okay, cool. All right.
Coach Yolette McPhee McQuinn earns National Coach of the Week honor for the University of Mississippi Ole Miss, leading the conference. They're now 12-4.
Yeah, unfortunately.
In the conference. Good enough for third overall and 22-7 overall.
Yep, right behind LSU and I forgot the team in first place.
Don't sleep on that team though. I saw them in battle for that. Don't sleep on them, you know. Good little squad you got there. Get a good draw in the tournament. You can make some noise. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's cracking, lacking, naughty and pearly?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
Yeah, everything cool. So listen. I remember last year, I was telling y'all that Dak Prescott got to go, right?
Okay.
All right. So you see what direction Jerry Jones is doing with Dak Prescott, right?
They're going to give him an extension. Trust me.
And once again,
Jerry Jones is going to let him play his contract out and let him go.
Now, Mystery, this is why I always tell you.
He's going to be gone.
No.
I can take this.
Okay, go ahead. I can let it be a dolphin on dolphin education system here today.
If they leave him to play this last year, it's a $50-plus million cap hit. They're going to give him his extension because
he's
not going to get it.
That extension, my brother. He's not. That, it would be a waste of time.
Okay.
If they give him that extension, they have no room to sign no one else. No good running back. No one else.
Okay. Stop. Can I chime in here now, Mystery?
Easily.
And this is why I tell you, please allow the Cowboy fans to handle Cowboy business. Dolphin fans handle Dolphin business. You're getting mixed up in mathematics you don't understand. You understand dolphin math. You understand Tua algebra. This Prescott calculus. Let me break it down to you. Cherry only needling Dak because, once again, Dak has done a great job in the regular season getting us to the postseason. Then he wets the bed. For lack of a better word, he messes the bed in the playoffs. So Jerry is letting him know we're all in. Meaning, I'm going to give you this contract extension, but the reason why I'm giving it to you is so we will have room to sign CeeDee Lamb, sign Micah Parsons, address free agency, because we might want to do some things in free agency. And yes, you're going to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys for the future because you're a top 10 quarterback in the league. We can't find anybody better than you to replace you. We're entertaining trading Trey Lance to Minnesota for a third-round pick, which will help us in the draft. So, yeah, Dak is going to get the money. The last thing that he said, it's posturing. We'll leave the business up to the agents and Jerry, but it will get done. Dak ain't going nowhere. Dak going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys for the future. He'll probably play at $49 million this year because of an extension. But overall, he's going to bump up to 59 a year and set the market.
He is not going to be the quarterback for the Cowboys for the future.
All right. Well, that remains to be seen. I've told you so before, and I'll tell you so again on this one. We'll let it play out.
He's not, and two is not going to be the quarterback.
The only reason why nothing has been done yet, because the league year doesn't begin until the 13th of March. They can't do that until the 13th of March or the 1st of June. Right. In order to save salary cap money. See, if they even let him play out this, if they cut him, if they trade him, or they let this year play out, they stuck with that money and they'll be able to get nobody.
Exactly.
They are forced to give him it. They are forced to give it because they need the money.
Now, let me give you an example. That's why they told Tyron Smith after all these years, you could see the door. That's why they told Tyler Beatis, the center, you could see the door. Dorrance Armstrong, you could see the door. Several of those, J-Ron Curse, a lot of those Dan Quinn guys on defense who have expiring contracts, them free agents are gone. You're not getting money there. Money's going to be spent elsewhere.
So Derrick Henry, they're sitting down doing
next
that.
Week.
Grab him.
Well, let's heat up. This is all going to happen next week.
I tell you, boy, it's going
to
get hot.
Back enough to apologize to Nardi. I can make you apologize to Nardi.
It's going to get hot. It's Derrick Henry, they're sitting down doing nothing. Someone's going to grab him.
Including your Dolphins, who I hear he's high on your list.
I hope.
The Dolphins are talking to him, and Derrick Henry is not going to get more than $8 million a year. Maybe 10 if he's lucky. Nothing more.
No, boy, even less than that. That running back market is going to be compromised, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm being generous. It could be between 4 and 6 million. There's no money for running backs anymore. Particularly, he's still got some juice, and he still gets you 1,000 yards. But they're not going to give him a 2-3-year contract because he's not going to be there for that. He's not going to give you that kind of production. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, offensive linemen are taking money too.
Totally
offensive
agree.
Linemen getting $15, $17, $18 million. Defensive tackles and edge rushers getting $18 to $23 million a year. Why didn't the Dolphins letting Christian Wilkinson walk?
They letting him hit free agency.
$22 million. If they tie him, it's $22 million.
They letting Xavier Howard also. Go
I don't have a problem with Xavier Howard. I don't have a problem with Xavier Howard because he's not giving us $20 million worth of work.
He's going to end up coming right back to the Dolphins.
He was paying for $23 million. Sorry?
He can end up coming back to the Dolphins.
Probably so, because they already said they're going to leave the key under the mat for him.
Right.
Once he goes to the free agent and find out he's not going to get the kind of money he wanted, the Dolphins will be able to give him what they want to give him, and he'll be back there probably, most likely.
That's right. He's going to end up right back there.
He's not worth it. He's a step slower. He's still a good, decent cornerback, and I'll still take him, but not at that money.
You're right, Pearls. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right, Mr. Man. Be safe, man.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Brady. We got a good take home today, boy. We got Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd. All right. They're talking Russell Wilson, LeBron eclipsing 40. All right. And are the Celtics the real deal in the NBA? And possibly could the Lakers be a contender?
That move with Russell Wilson is really, I mean, I guess Sean Payton just said, I don't mind taking an $85 million cap hit. I don't want this dude.
But that should really
And if they're making that move, I'm interested to see who they can have as quarterback. They basically got a plan. And it would not be surprised if it's Justin Fields.
Denver, getting in the Justin Fields argument? Getting into that dance? No, man.
If it happens, it won't surprise.
So where are you getting this from, Purdy? Because I haven't heard, and I'm not discrediting you at all. I'm just saying.
That's just Purdy.
That's your gut feeling.
Yeah, because, all right, you get rid of Russ. Who you got? You don't have nobody right now.
This is true.
So who are you? You're going to get Cousins? Cousins is out there. Baker Mayfield going back to Tampa.
Yeah, that's true.
So you must be got some kind of plan. You can't afford nobody else. So you probably can go after Field because he's still on his rookie contract.
Well, guess what, buddy? Let's take the break now. All right? Okay. Since we're getting into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We'll check out scene. We'll get our picks ready because we got that final 15 today. We got John Facenda lined up, Mr. Producer. The first clip I sent you, John Facenda. All right. Now, for you folks want to know, the voice of NFL films that Pearlie and I were referring to earlier. It's a legendary voice, all right? John Facenda. Some people called him the voice of God, all right?
Yeah,
so just listen in. And this is his take, you know, breaking down the famous autumn wind that described the then Oakland Raiders and the Raider franchise. One time for our good friend Eddie Carter and the rest of Raider Nation out there who always posts for the Raiders. Yeah. You know, Larry Rose, my good friend Larry. Down in Freeport. All right. Let's go. Let's go, Mr. Producer. Let John Facenda take us to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, got a pro picks lined up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Gear and get you ready for the final 15. We're calling Cowherd. Keep it right where you got it. Let's go to the break, John Facenda.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. In style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
All right, we're back at you on the Tuesday, March 5th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6. Pearly in your company right up until 6. All right, Pearly, we got the final 16 today with Cowherd and Nick Wright, all right? So we got to make it snappy-pappy. But the who's in, the who's out?
I see the Giants are not going to tag
Saquon Barkley going to be out there, too. I was just going to say, they're not tagging him. Pollard's not getting tagged. The running back room is going to be cheap. Teams can get some quality backs for cheap because they're going to downplay the running back market. They're going to marginalize the pay scale there. Yeah,
exactly. I see the Dolphins cut Jerome Baker, the linebacker.
Yep. Let's go to the phone line.
I see Seattle cut three players to save $34 million.
Correct. They cut their whole secondary. Jamal Adams and Diggs. Gone. See ya. Yeah, out of there.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's in, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Skiller?
What's happening, boy?
Hey, boo. What's happening, bro?
Listen, I was listening to you all yesterday, right, Naughty? What happened on Monday, I can't tune in because I speed awake. I wait by the church.
No worries, man. You could always get the link.
I'm listening to y'all, though. I could listen, but I wasn't close in already.
No, that's cool, man.
But I like how you analyzed yesterday our loss.
Who that was?
On Sunday.
Me or Pearly?
No, you. I like how you analyzed it, and I was telling somebody the same thing. Do you know that, you remember when LeBron did take the title from the Tingham, right? And he did win the scoring title.
Yeah.
You know, they lost that game, right?
They lost all four monumental times for the season against Denver. Opening night, lost against Denver.
Right.
And Kobe statue, lost against Denver. LeBron breaks 40,000, lost against Denver. And some other milestone the other night, lost against Denver.
Right. Now, I want to show you something about the loss to Denver that night and the loss to Denver the other night. Watch this. Do you know, right after LeBron hit the mark, they didn't allow, I don't know if they didn't allow, but he didn't play the way he was playing for at least two quarters, right? After the second quarter, I don't remember on the second quarter, after he scored the thing up, you notice he wasn't scoring no more. You notice when he started to score in the fourth quarter, but watch what happened. D'Angelo Russell didn't do nothing.
No, he had 4 points. He had 4 points in the back half. He had 4 points in the second half. He only had four points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. That's all D'Angelo Russell had. Now, watch this, too, Bailey. You watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, I watch it.
Now, you see the difference?
Yeah.
LeBron had 19, right? AD had 24.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell
and
had 29.
And D'Lo had 26.
26,
or 29. 26.
He had 29.
Whatever, but he had 20 points. Let's put it that way.
He played. He scored 9 points in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Three quick back. Oh, that last 3 point. He was falling down and blown there.
And can I tell you, Bailey? Once you see, I see with LeBron. I know LeBron can get him on. Once you see him in 80, put up their points. You don't know the Lakers as well. D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So when Naughty was saying, watch this. Naughty, according to what you said, right, like I tell you, you was right. You was right on. But I listened to one fella today on talk show. He said Denver Nuggets is the Lakers kryptonite and the Lakers is OKC Thunder kryptonite.
That could very well be true.
Because, you know, we is the only team who played OKC and beat them three times.
Yep. When the Texas sent that to me earlier, man, I was like, yeah, you got me on that one, 3-1, son of a gun.
Yeah, and the thing about it, watch this. Denver's the only team would beat us. And we ain't beat them yet.
But the problem is with Denver, when I look at it, there's a disconnect. It's like Ham can't figure out how to go at the Nuggets. It becomes a coaching thing to me then.
I think they don't know how to really address the defense to the Joker. Let me tell you something. You remember when Dwight Howard was playing with the Lakers?
Correct.
Do you know that Denver never got Dwight Howard used to be messing Joker head right up?
Correct. We don't have no bigs that could go in there and just agitate him.
Right. And that's why the Jokers could do what he wants.
And for some reason, AD never steps up to play against the Joker. Seems like the Joker got his number.
To figure why for one of the greatest defenders in the league, what happened to why he don't just play up front with the nigga and stop playing back bench?
I tell you, he's play cute. But anyway, I got to get to the picks, Skiller. You made some good points. Man, hit us up tomorrow because Pearlie and I got to get the picks in, and then we got to get to the final 15. We're calling Cowherd, man. But good stuff. Okay. And they just play tomorrow night, so let's see what they do.
Yeah, sir. Okay, bro.
I think they got the Kings tomorrow, right?
I believe so.
They got the Kings, yeah.
In L.A. or in Sacramento?
They get the Kings twice. They get the Kings twice this week.
But you see that game with them and then the game. I got right now. You see the game with the Kings and Dingham the other night? Last night?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah,
man, Kings had them niggas down by 21 points on Chicago Bulls, and they come in the fourth quarter and they come back on them. I say, nah, the Kings are going to take that one. Man, the Chicago Bulls come back in the fourth quarter and just.
Huh? From 21 down?
Yeah.
Wow.
I start that blow me, but
I need to go watch the replay of that fourth quarter. Let me
yeah,
go catch up on
I
that.
I couldn't believe that this morning when it was they sharing it on ESPN this morning.
I'm going to pull that highlight. Don't tell no more. Don't spoil it no more for me. Let me go pull that highlight. All right,
okay,
Skiller, we can talk tomorrow. Be safe, bro. Bless.
Likewise.
All right, Pearlie, rapid fire. Our picks all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Don't forget, simply log on to theislandgame.com. Click on the sports book. See all the ways to play, all the ways to win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearlie, a bevy of games tonight. You got the Magic and the Hornets. I like the Magic to win that one.
Yeah.
I'll take a money line. Knicks against the Hawks. I'll take the Knicks at home -3.
Brunson out? Is he in?
I think Brunson's in. If Brunson's in, it's -3. I got to go with the Knicks.
He got hurt. That's why I asked that question.
I don't know. I heard he's back in the lineup, so I'll double check.
The Knicks tonight? Against the Hawks?
Yeah, -3.
Let me see.
Boston?
Well, he's game time decision. He's game time decision.
All right, so let me stay away from that then. Boston on the road against Cleveland. I like Boston to win. Mitchell is out for Cleveland. So I like Boston to win. I don't know if they'll cover the 8, but I like them to win.
No, I'll take this.
Devin over the Pistons. Is Jimmy Butler back yet?
Jimmy played last game.
All right, I'll take the Heat to win, but I ain't touching the money.
The only thing is Hero and Love out.
I'll take the Heat with the money line. I ain't touching that 11.
No, don't.
All right, the Pelicans against the Raptors. The Raptors are at home. I like the Pelicans to win this game, but the Raptors might play. I'm tough. +9 is, I'll take the Pelicans in the money line.
Yeah.
The Nets over the Sixers by 1 at home. I like the Nets to upset the Sixers by 1 at home.
I'll go in with the Sixers, and I'm taking the spread.
All right, cool. Rockets at home against the Spurs. I like the Rockets to win, but I don't like them to cover the 7.5.
They actually like the Spurs to win. They look good. I like the Spurs to win. I think.
But take them with the 7 points.
I'll take the Spurs. I'll take the Spurs and the points.
Mavericks -5 against the Pacers at home. I like the Mavericks to win. The Pacers might be a bet there with the +5 too. They've been playing well lately.
I don't know. We'll see.
Nuggets against the Suns. I like the Nuggets and the money line at home. That's what I like.
You like the Nuggets and the money line against the Suns?
Yeah, not to cover 8.5.
Boy. You know what? The Nuggets. Okay. All right. I'll go with you. Booker's out.
There you go. And with that being said, we get to the break. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home. Pearlie, it's been fun.
Hey.
But we got to run, man. Enjoy your Dodgers tonight. I expect a fully loaded breakdown when we see you tomorrow. And listen, congratulations to Izbet Academy. Izbet School, actually. They actually made the junior boys private school finals. They go up against Telios tomorrow. All right.
But
chip off the old block. My youngest son, coached up by my oldest son, had quite the performance. 5 out of 6 from the floor, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 blocks, and they won 21-0.
Baseball player and basketball player. Let's
go. He was watching all them Mamba videos last night. Kobe looking down, smiling. That's all I could say. We'll do it again tomorrow, Pearlie. Appreciate you, brother. Be good, Bahamas. Right. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Take time.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games.
To you, don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
With that, we bring on Nick Wright, who vacationed. You know, when you have a show with an unlimited budget, the hosts have an unlimited budget. This guy's...
Oh, I know you're not talking about vacation. Here's where I didn't vacation to, Colin. One of my mini vacation homes. And raise your hand if you can say that. Oh, I'm the only one with a hand up. By the way, I was just about to compliment you. You had 2 all-time lines there. Did you just make up the guy who made the train is not as fascinating as the guy who jumped over the train?
Yeah.
Was that? I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I also don't know that I'm familiar with jumping over trains, but you put it perfectly. Like, I've never heard. I Googled it while listening. I was like, is that like a saying? That was great. I really enjoyed that. That was really good. How are you?
Well, we're starting off at a good foot. So, you know,
yeah.
It's funny about the quarterback coach thing. Russell Wilson, there was a moment when Sean Payton said, "Stop kissing babies. You're not running for office." And that was the moment I thought, yeah, this isn't going to work. This is like Tebow and Greg Williams, the former defensive coordinator who's all ego and brash. Like, sometimes personalities don't work. But I do think Russell should be thankful. And I'll lay this out briefly. He was viewed by a lot of people as washed. He had 1 fewer touchdown pass than Mahomes last year. The same number of total touchdowns as Lamar. He was viewed as cringy, expensive, and washed, and he's not now. He's got a market now. Could I not argue? You can say whatever you want about Peyton and his blunt, kind of raw personality, but Russell was largely done in the eyes. It was considered... that contract, a disaster. And now somebody may get him for free.
Well, yeah, so I think I disagree with you here in this regard. I think the only reason Russ has a market is because he might play for the minimum. Because of the way the contract with the Broncos works out is he's going to make $39 million next year no matter what. So it's in his interest to have his future employer pay him as little as possible because the Broncos have to foot the rest of the bill. I agree with you that I think Sean Payton got the most you could get out of him. I disagree with you that all of a sudden he's going to have a robust market. I think he will land somewhere in a quarterback competition. I don't think he's a guaranteed day one starter. And I don't think that right now, if he was in the position Kirk Cousins is in, where it's like, hey, I'm a free agent, how much do people want to pay me? There would be a real market for him. But because there's going to be fewer quarterbacks than there are teams that need him, and he's going to play for the league minimum because his money's the same, I think he'll land somewhere. But the fact that the Broncos would rather take the biggest dead cap hit by a factor of 2
yeah.
in league history to move off him, I don't think that necessarily helps his status, but I do agree that last year Sean Payton got the most you could get out of, at this point, a limited player.
You know, as somebody that grew up in the Northwest, you know, you kind of like the teams you grew up with, and I do think there's a case to be made that for about 8 years, two things happened with Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll's legacy was fired twice, 7-9, 7-9. Russell arrived and kind of changed the entire franchise as much as Pete and Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman did. For 8 years, he also got a lot of guys drafted that were undersized. So he's not going to end up in the Hall of Fame. I doubt that very seriously. But I do think it's easy to dump on him. I think mobile quarterbacks, Cam, Donovan, McNabb come to mind, who are kind of average in the pocket, but exceptional out of the pocket, age quickly. That's why I like Kyler Murray, who I actually think is great in the pocket and out of the pocket. But what is your legacy for Russ? I do see him as a guy that had for about 8 years a remarkable career and got other guys drafted.
So I agree with a lot of that. I also think that people are doing a little revisionist history in a negative, unfair sense when they're doing the, oh, how good was he ever actually? No, he was pretty damn good very quickly. Yeah. His rookie season, people should go back and look at that playoff game against Atlanta. They ended up losing that game. He had a 20-point second-half comeback or an 18-point second-half comeback that then got trumped in the end by a late Falcons field goal. The next year, they, of course, win the Super Bowl. The next year, again, he played really poorly in that NFC title game against Green Bay, but did hit the throw in overtime to put them in the Super Bowl before. So I think we're being unfair to act like, okay, it was always exclusively Legion of Doom, Marshawn Lynch. No, Russell Wilson's ability to extend plays, and to this day, what he's still excellent at, I think at this point it's the only thing he's excellent at, is the almost lollipop deep ball accuracy. When he had that combined with the mobility, no, he was very good. So I agree with all of that. Here's the other side of Russ's legacy, which is the damage you can do by, I don't want to say believing in yourself too much, because that sounds awful.
Yeah.
But Russ, all of a sudden, and there were great stories written about it, and he was on, it was the Super Bowl between Brady and Mahomes, and Russ was in the commissioner's box sitting next to Roger Goodell at that Super Bowl. And it seemed like, and he talked about how he wanted to, you know, be where those guys are and be an MVP candidate and be able to guy that could call his own plays. And he wanted more than at that point he was able to handle. And I think that really was the beginning of the end for him. He wasn't satisfied with where he was, which sometimes can be good, but sometimes can also lead to what it led to, which is his ugly exit from Seattle and then this really disastrous tenure in Denver.
So I want to talk LeBron James. So by and large, I've been, I think when you're a public figure forever, I mean, we've seen Belichick's legacy go from here to here to, right? Like the dynasty's not helping matters. So I think anybody, I don't care if it's a politician, I don't care if it's a basketball player or a talk show host, if you're in front of the camera for 30 years, you're going to get dinged. So there's times that LeBron says, you know, leave my son alone. And I think, LeBron, you're the one that foisted him up there. Nobody was talking about your son. You wanted to play with him. You said he could be a Laker. That's kind of on you. But I do think, and I did defend him during when he did the press conference and went to Miami. I did not think it was the end of the world. It may have been clunky, turbulent, but it wasn't the end of the world. And I want to ask you, I look at 40,000 points. And I said this last week when you were globetrotting. I said that a 40,000 point, you can no longer compare Michael and LeBron. Like Mahomes, you can look at it and go, whew, he does a lot of things. He does a lot of things Tom can't do. So I don't have a problem with that discussion percolating, Tom Patrick. Sure. But I'm not sure what Michael can do now that LeBron can't. Like distance,
shooting.
Well, he can
rely on his myth makers. I mean, listen, So I got very frustrated with my dear friend Chris Broussard yesterday on television, and we try not to do the GOAT debates. We treat the GOAT debate like a peppermint frappuccino. It's great once or twice a year, but if you don't want to have it back-to-back days. You can't be like, let's roll it out. But occasionally, it really hits the spot. And yesterday was one of those days.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Because Brew made the point, and he's not wrong, that typically in sports, you know, we value peak more than longevity.
True.
And I understand that to a degree, but it is to me more of a tapestry. Like, you could argue Randy Moss's peak was higher than Jerry Rice's, but the longevity is so overwhelming, no one argues that Moss was actually better than Rice. The LeBron versus Michael peak is an argument. It's what you can make the case for Michael, you can make the case for LeBron. I would argue the best single year either one of them ever had was LeBron in 2013. League MVP, Finals MVP, 27-game winning streak, three votes away from Defensive Player of the Year. I think that's the best single season.
I agree.
I know Michael won Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the same season, but that year was 89. They didn't even make the conference finals, let alone the NBA finals. So they're, you know, they're or win the championship. So one-year peak, I think it's LeBron. You could argue it's Michael. Two-year peak, LeBron in 12-13 versus Michael in 91-92 or 96-97, call that a coin flip. Three-year peak is Michael. Four-year, like, the peak stuff goes back and forth.
Yeah.
The longevity is a 10-7 round. The longevity is not close.
Right.
The longevity is a joke. The Michael Jordan, and this is where I get frustrated, and you guys can maybe show the tweet, because it'll be very easy to find, because it was all over social media yesterday, of the AP article, when Michael Jordan is a wizard, got to 30,000 points. He was the fourth guy to do it. They stopped the game. They gave him a trophy the size of the Larry O'Brien. Meanwhile, Wilt, Malone, Kareem already had been there. Nobody cared. So when Michael got to 30,000, was the fourth guy, they're like, oh my God, that's why he's the GOAT. LeBron gets to 40,000, gets a brief standing ovation, and what does the internet say? Oh my, you're gonna act like this is a big deal. Yeah, we're gonna act like it's a big deal. We're gonna act like, when somebody does something that if from this moment forward, Colin, Wembanyama averaged 35 points a game every year for 15 straight years, he wouldn't have 40,000 points. So yeah, when a guy is the best teenager ever, when a guy is the best 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 22-year-old ever, and now he is the best old guy ever, when that guy is doing it and people are like, it's compiling. It would be compiling if he averaged 11 points a night.
Yeah.
He's averaging 25 again. So, yeah, I think it matters. And I think the fact that when folks try to poke at him, they're like, you know what? That press conference he gave in 2011 after the finals loss sure was bad. I was in college when that happened. Like, give me a break. And so, maybe not quite in college, but yeah. So there you go. There's your peppermint frappuccino, Colin.
That's one of your better analogies ever. And as somebody who's done a few analogies, I'd steal that if you wouldn't have said it publicly. It was very good. So,
I appreciate that.
I have been higher on the Celtics than you during this run. But I got on this thing yesterday with Chris Mannix, and he was apoplectic. He could barely get on set. He was trembling. I said, I'm starting to feel a little bit like...
He's probably wearing his Celtics pajamas, old Mannix. My buddy Mannix, who still has the tweet up, would you trade Giannis for Brad Stevens? I wouldn't. I love Mannix, but that exists out there, Chris. Go ahead.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.